What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And we're back Wednesday morning, August 20th, joined by Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, to talk about the new tax changes that were passed by the legislature. How you doing, Stephen?
Oh, doing well.
Tell me what's going on with the tax changes. What did the legislature pass, and what does it mean for Louisiana families?
Sure. So there was a pretty major rewrite of our tax code. We went from three income brackets for income tax down to just one. This is a flat 3% rate. They also doubled the standard deduction and more than doubled the standard deduction and doubled the retirement deduction. And it got rid of some other exemptions like dependents. But at the same time, on sales tax, they'll balance out the cost. The administration wanted to increase the tax on services as well as digital goods, but they didn't do the services. Instead, what the legislature did is they increased the sales tax. They went from just under 4.45% to 5%. And all those balances together give us a slightly more regressive tax structure. I don't want to overstate it. It's not a massive change in who pays. And overall, most people got a tax cut, but it just kind of changed the distribution a little bit.
So who did it hurt anybody?
Yeah, so the people that it hurt, because you're going to look at it, it was a pretty big income tax decrease. But if you weren't really paying income tax, if you're at the really low end of the brackets, we're talking less than $10,000, you weren't really paying income.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get any benefit of an income tax, but you were paying, you will be paying sales tax that went up. So those are like the two tax groups, the $5,000 and people making less than $10,000 are actually be paying more in taxes. But we have to be a little bit careful because people at that level, it's a combination of individuals that are just not making a lot of money, whether that's a working individual or it could be someone who's an 18-year-old working a part-time job. But the individual income also covers a lot of businesses. And then businesses use a lot of sort of tax exemptions and credits to lower their liability.
Mm-hmm.
So in that 0%, there's actually a lot of businesses that, those are businesses. But the vast majority of businesses file individual income as opposed to corporate. So it gets a little weird at the very ends, sort of that low income tax bracket, because there's a lot of million-dollar companies that are making zero or close to zero income that's thrown in there as well. But it doesn't change the overall structure that those people that weren't paying any income tax now have to pay a higher sales tax regardless.
So what I'm hearing is poor people are paying more taxes and the people that are richer are paying less or not? Is it that simple?
It's not quite that simple because remember, those people that are poor, and you're making less than $10,000, they're not necessarily poor. They just have a low income, and it could be because they are big companies that have a lot of credits or, they are, in fact, part-time workers for whatever reason because they're young or just maybe I have a second job, maybe their spouse works, and because that's at an individual level. That said, yeah, they are going to be paying more.
All right, so let's talk about somebody that doesn't have an education and they're working a minimum wage job, making up beds in a laundry or in a hotel or something or whatever else they have, the work they can find. They're classified as poor, right? So if they get any kind of food stamps or anything else, is that taxable under state law?
I don't think the food stamps are. I'm not positive about that, but I don't think so.
Okay, what about welfare?
No, that wouldn't be taxable either.
So they would be making whatever minimum wages times 2080, and they would benefit from this or not?
It depends on exactly where it falls out. If you're making less as an individual, less than $10,000, you're going to be paying a little bit more in taxes. Now, I want to be clear. I think it's around $50 a year. Uh-huh. I don't want to sound like it's an overwhelming burden, although if you're only making $10,000, $50 is a lot of money. But that's basically what we're talking about, an increased total taxes as far as this. Now, the people who benefit the most from this are people that are making around $25,000 to $30,000 as far as a percent of income. It was kind of aimed with the standard deduction increase to get at the middle class. Now, it's also important to caveat that, even though as a percentage of income, sort of the middle class gets the biggest cut, in terms of actual dollars, the people on the wealthier end will save more dollars because they pay more taxes. So
did you say 30K to what as middle class?
Yeah, well, for an individual, the people that get helped the most are around $25,000 to $35,000 have the best percentage decrease in how much they're paying on taxes.
That's not rich.
Yeah, well, no, that is not rich. That's as a percent of income. If you actually just look at, well, how much are they going to save in terms of dollars out of their pocket,
mm-hmm.
Then that's obviously the people making the most money are going to benefit from this because they make more. So even if they have a lower percentage saving and they make $300,000, the tax cut as a percentage is lower, but in real dollars, it'll actually be higher. Because even a smaller percentage of savings on $300,000 is still going to be more money than a bigger percentage saving on $30,000, right? You make 10 times as much money.
Do you know what let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talk about the average income for the a person in Louisiana, if you know what that is or not. 6:50, talking to Stephen Procopio, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, about the new state income tax law that was passed. If you have any questions or comments, Oconar Jeweler Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870. No texting and driving, please. Right now, time for traffic.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
On WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker talking to Stephen Procopio. Here on WWL, president of the Public Affairs Research Council, about the new study on what tax changes could mean for Louisiana households. Do you know what the average income is in Louisiana, Stephen?
Sure. It's about $60,000 for a household. That's median income.
How are we defining a household?
So it would be all the people that live in a house, the related people in one dwelling.
But, I mean, I realize that, but do they make it like two parents and four kids, or two parents, two kids, or number of people or anything like that?
No, it would be all related, so as long as those people are related. Now, typically, it is, it's two married people or a single parent with kids. What you can't count is like, oh, and we also have this renter in there. That doesn't count.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, when you say $60,000 per household, how are we defining household?
Yeah, it typically, you can either, it's sort of one or two taxpayers, right? Because either it's an individual works and they're paying for the whole household, or there could be a couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's never three people paying the taxes, typically. I mean, unless you have like a teenager making some amount of money. Mm-hmm. So usually one to two people. One to two taxpayers, and then however many kids.
Okay. When you say that the poor are going to pay more taxes because of the higher sales tax, that's going to affect the people that have a lot of money as well, though, too, right?
Well, they're going to be paying more sales tax, but they'll get a cut in income tax. So for example, people making $60,000 under this new tax plan, they'll pay about $1,700 if they're making. $1,500 in combined income and sales tax, but that's about $280 less than they were paying. And as a percentage of their combined taxes, that's about 20% less than they were paying under the old plan. So that would actually be a group that would be paying less. The only two groups that are paying more is that if you're making $10,000 or less, in which case you'd be paying, either $50 or $30 less per year. And again, that's totally a function. You'll be paying more in sales tax, but you're not getting any break from the income tax because you're not paying any income tax now.
Somebody texted in and said they make $185,000 a year. Do they benefit from this program or not?
Yeah, unless you're in those two smallest groups, everyone gets a combined tax.
A combined what, Stephen?
That everyone except for the two smallest groups will be getting a tax cut. A double-digit percentage tax.
You're breaking up, but I think we got the gist of it. Thank you, Stephen Procopio, President of the Public Affairs Research Council. When we come back, we're going to talk to Joyce Epstein, co-director of the Center on School, Family, and Community Partnerships and the National Network of Partnership Schools, and a professor of education at Johns Hopkins, and the owner of the world's largest business card. She's going to talk about homework. Does it help kids? Does it depend on how much and what the assignments are? And how do you help your kids with theirs? Then we'll talk with Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans, about that new substation being delayed again. And we have a story coming up in the news, I think, about parents and vacations and Labor Day. And school starts so early. You know, you get to thinking like it's Halloween and we're not even out of August yet. We'll be back, WWL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.